Well, hello everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, and it's February 18th, and 2013, which I will look at closely in a moment. And just to let you know, when I scheduled this call a while back, I had no idea it was a holiday in the U.S. It's President's Day. My daughter's actually home today and happily in her room reading. But so we may have less questions going into the session today, but that's okay. I'm going to do some talking before we get to your Q&A. If you want to get in line, by the way, to ask questions on the call, just press *6, and I will take the calls as the questions as they come in. So *6 will get you in a queue for live questions during the call. So it's been amazing. I've been in the last couple of weeks taking some time off, much needed time off actually, and actually had a colon cleanse I went through for 9 days and just releasing, and it just feels really good. And at the same time, my gosh, there is so much going on, not only with clients, but also with some close friends of mine, just major changes in people's lives, deciding to move all of a sudden, or discovering a health issue, or relationships going through big transformations, or discovering a major news item that comes out of the blue, and all of these are really, like I said, really unexpected. And so it made me really look at the year again, because one of the things that's missed in a lot of numerology, when you look at a person at the universal year, you do 2 + 0 + 1 + 3 = 6. And yes, that is about home and family and abundance and taking responsibility and having more to take on in terms of counseling others and being a nurturer, and just issues relating to everything home, whether your business is at home, obviously family. But it's also the 13 that is really activated. Just like the 12 was activated in 2012, the 13 is activated. And that's the number that's, showing up in many ways, bringing incredible changes and sudden changes and unexpected changes, because 13 really is about life, death, transformation, life, death, rebirth. And usually the way this occurs is we are faced with an event, an issue that goes to the core, to the foundational core of how we feel, and the transformation happens because of a crisis. Usually, and it's not a bad crisis. I mean, it could be a sudden pregnancy that is unexpected. So the crisis is not necessarily always, quote unquote, negative. It's just something that transforms your life unexpectedly, right? So, so what's been going on for people is, they're either feeling it personally, or they're feeling it, by virtue of friends or family going through things that then affect them, and allows them to actually, relook at how they're making decisions. That's happening for me right now. I have a couple colleagues who are making decisions in their life and, about their business, and I'm really, fascinated by what's going on. A lot of soul searching, and it's really affecting how people are. It's almost like they've come to the end of one chapter and have to look at the world in a different way. And that's what the 13 does. And another thing that's going on, obviously, are news stories. We've got the Pope resigning, first time in hundreds and hundreds of years that's happened. In fact, it hasn't happened for a long time due to health reasons. The Pope resigning was due to political issues. So that's a major story, especially when you consider that his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, was very ill for a long time and did not resign. So it makes you wonder, what is the story behind the story? And now we're starting to hear behind the scenes, even on main media outlets, that he may go to trial and, for failing to help sex abuse victims during his reign as Pope, and, all this stuff. It's very fascinating, things that are obviously very unexpected. Nobody, saw this coming. And then we have the Oscar Pretorius story, that the Blade Runner in the Olympics, his amazing story, and that, you know, shocking news just a few days ago, with on Valentine's Day of all days. You know, again, that day was a very interesting day because, in fact, Thursday and Friday of last week were very interesting. The 14th obviously was a big day because 14 is about change and media. And that day was activated on Friday as well because that was a 14 universal day. And on that day is when the meteor, another totally unexpected event, struck that part of Russia the same day that the asteroid came so close to Earth, which was, again, the serendipity and the coincidence of that event. And then when you consider that the asteroid had the number 14 attached to it, you go, oh, my gosh, what is going on, you know? Really pretty astounding how the numerology is really, you know, allowing us to digest what's happening here. So, you know, there are a lot of shocking, weird events. The Christopher Dorner event in L.A., for all of those who live in the States, you know about all that. That was a very weird event, bringing back memories of the 1990s in Los Angeles, corrupt LAPD, you know, department, and how he was accusing them of racism. And, you know, just what's going on is there's some deep, deep issues that are coming out into the open in strange, weird ways. And this is really what the 13 is about. 13 is what I also call the genius number. 13 and 31 really are out-of-the-box numbers. They are politically incorrect numbers. And when they are activated, we are taken on a tangent. We are not able to use our usual resources, or we can use our usual resources, but they won't go deep enough in order to explain what is going on. So we have to actually go outside the box and find out, you know, what is it that will help me navigate through what I'm feeling right now. So if you're feeling that in your life, if you're either personally affected by something, or your friends or a family member are affected, and that is transferring onto you by osmosis, by being close to them, just know that that is part of what's meant to happen in 2013, especially in regards to your close relationships, because we are in a sixth year, which governs that part of our life. So now what it also brings up is the ability to look at the way you approach creating wealth, because six is an abundance year. It really is an amazing year to understand what it will take for you to step up and create that abundance, which is why I created the Abundance Alliance, so that we can really focus on your abundance numbers in that group and how to activate them, and what is keeping you from activating them. So that's something that you, being Numerology Academy members, can also work with, because you know your cycles, you understand, you know, what is activated when, you understand the importance of current names and how important they are to taking out, you know, the obstacles that will arise due to a challenging name. So all of those things are very important this year for you and for your clients. And so doing the work that you're doing as Numerology Academy practitioners, and even if you're not certified, you still are able to, you know, to use what you're learning to, you know, with your clients and with your, you know, family members and with yourself, because just being aware of cycles and understanding when are things breaking down, when are things being built up, when are things being released, when are they being activated in a way that allows for rapid growth, when is it a time to take off. For example, I'm in a month now personally, which is why I did my colon cleanse, that is perfect for doing something like that. And I specifically chose it for that reason. So, you know, being aware of your cycles allows you to really, you know, go much deeper and be much more satisfied and really to fulfill the goals in a much easier way because of your awareness with the cycles that you're in. So let's look at some of your calls. And let me go first to a couple email questions that came in. I received a question from Christina. And Christina, if you're on the call, I'd love for you to actually get in the queue by pressing star six, because I can't answer your first question because I don't know. I'm not sure what those numbers are. Your first question is that you have a 29 current name, which obviously is very, very challenging, and so you want to change it to either a 27 or an 8, and that you have no 4s and 8s in your birthday so that you can do an 8 name. Now, my question is it a 17 or not? Because the only 8 name I would recommend is a 17 or 53, 62, 71, right? Anything above that 44, 8. So, you know, 53 would work, 62 would work, 71, 80, but 26 would not, and 35 would not, and 44 would not. So you didn't give me the actual eight name that it resonates to. So I can't really answer your question, but both choices are good. It really resonates. It really matters what you resonate with. What spelling appeals to you the most, because that's the one that you want to use. So that's sort of a part answer to your first question. The second one is where you said your house number reduces to 14-5. I just had a client in your exact same position. She's moving, and again, very suddenly, came out of the blue. It's a good move for her, but we just had a session last week, and she asked about this very same number. 5 homes are homes that will attract a lot of people and change. And for certain people, this number is more challenging because they'd rather have more peace of mind. It's not necessarily a challenging number for you because your life purpose is a 10-1. The number 5 actually is very harmonious with that number. And it's compatible with your 3. You're born on the 21st, and that's a 3. So it's actually not a bad number for you. But here's what I would suggest. In order to take out the changeability and the sudden event factor of this 5 house, it would be really good for you to put a 1 inside your door, and that will shift the 14 into a 15. And a 15 home is much more stable in terms of, like I said, the out-of-the-blue stuff that can happen with a 5 home. If 15 obviously reduces to 6, which, as we all know now with the 2013, is the number of home and family and love and abundance. So it's a wonderful number to have resonate to. So putting a 1 inside your door, but when I say that, I mean go to Home Depot or go to one of those home stores like Lowe's and get a gold or silver self-adhesive 1 that I think are made for mailboxes and just stick it inside your front door, not outside. Okay, so try that, because you're saying that you would, the other alternative is moving. Well, I don't necessarily think you need to move. Just that, like I said, the 5 works for you in particular because of your birth numbers. So try that with the 1 and see if it shifts this home into a more stable vibration. And also let me know if your current 5 home is the way I described before. So I hope that answers your question. If you're on the call, please press star 6 so we can go into a little bit more detail. All of you who want to ask a question, press star 6. I'm going to start the questions now. Let me see. There's Anonymous, so I'm going to unmute you. Anonymous, I don't know who you are. I don't have a phone number, so tell me who you are.
Hello, I am one of your students in your Level 2 Academy. I'm Sherry Staley.
Oh, hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
You sent in your – I'm great, thank you. You sent in your client forms, the 3 forms, to get certified, and I'm getting to those actually shortly in a couple of days, so within the next couple of days, just so you know.
Awesome, and we have our call tomorrow too.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's your question?
Yes, I wanted to know on my birth chart – there's on the houses 5, 11, 6, and 12, there's the 0 at 0 degrees. And I'm not sure what exactly that means, number 1. So I'll let you go there.
Okay.
And
let me get out your chart. Hold on. Just going to get that. And do you have another question while I'm looking for that?
Right. I just wanted to confirm before I legally go and change my name. It was spelled Shari, and we made this, we discussed it in our group on in Facebook to add the double R, making
Okay.
that a 14-5.
Okay.
And looking at my
Right.
chart, is that a good idea?
Okay, let me just get out here. I finally found it. So, let me answer your second question first, if you don't mind, as I
That's fine.
open up your chart here. Okay. So, you're asking about the double R in, how do you pronounce your first name?
Cherie,
Cherie.
Shari,
Okay.
was it is the birth spelling, and then
Okay.
I'm wanting to change that to a fortunate name, which would be
Mm-hmm.
Sharri.
Okay. All right, let's look at that. Last name is spelled S-T-A.
Staily.
I-L-L-Y. Okay. Right, so that's a 14
Right.
name, speaking of the number 14,
Mm-hmm.
which is fortunate, obviously. And yes, I mean, that would be a pretty easy change, don't you think? Just adding that R, making a double R.
I do believe so.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't think it looks weird.
It
No.
felt right. It felt right, but I wanted to confirm it before I took the steps to legally change it. And
Yeah, I like it with you. You're also born on the 10th, and your life purpose is a 5, and so I don't see any 4s or 8s with you, which would be something I would consider when you change your name, but you're fine. And this works nicely for you. This works nicely. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in my important numbers, you know, I do have a 4 in there.
That's your destiny number, though. That is doesn't count when it comes to current names.
Okay.
The only 4s and 8s that I look for are in the birthday. So your day of birth or your life purpose. I don't look for 4s and 8s in your destiny number.
Okay, awesome.
So yeah, so that does not matter. I mean, I have a destiny number that is an 8, and I don't have a name that resonates to 6, which is really the best name you can have in that instance if you have a 4 or 8. So I never even looked into that because it's a misnomer. You don't need to. So
All right. And the phone
yeah, don't.
number calculating to a 4812 would be okay, right?
Not
Calls.
necessarily. Is this business or home?
It would be business.
Yeah, I wouldn't because it's a 12-3 and that's the victim number. So I would not do that. And also the thing about three phone numbers, three of all the numbers is the talking number. I mean, people who are threes love to express themselves, and one of the ways they do that is talk, talk, talk. So to have a three as your business number is not recommended because then you're going to attract clients who are going to drain you. They're just going to want to talk and talk. And that's not what you want, you know, when you run a business. So it's not efficient. So yeah, 12 also is victims. So I wouldn't use that as a business number.
Okay, what about a 32.5?
That's better. It
Since that's
actually
a
resonates beautifully with you in particular. Like I said, you have a 23.5 and a 10. It still will attract some, you know, unexpected calls. For you, it's a good number. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody. But 5 is somewhat similar to the 3 in that, like I said, for when I was talking about the address before, it will attract people. So that's a good thing, but hopefully it's not people who want freebies. It's hopefully it's clients. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So that's what. Why don't you watch that? I mean, if you use that as a number, why don't you watch it and see how it goes?
Okay.
So,
Because my previous business number was the 32.5.
okay, and how did that go? Then you would know. I
It went
mean,
really well. It went really
okay.
well. I had an office that I kept that number, but it's now my home number. Then I got a new cell phone and I wanted to use it so I could take it anywhere. But, you know, I just wanted to clarify that. And then
Right.
the office name that I wanted to come up with, that I came up with, was Phoenix Guidance. And
Oh,
according to my
okay.
calculations, you know, that would be an awesome manifesting number. It'd be 10-1, both separately and the dot com. So I wanted
Okay,
to confirm that.
I don't see that. How do you spell Phoenix? Because I'm spelling
P-H,
it like Phoenix. Oh, yeah.
Phoenix.
Okay, hold on. I think you are correct. Yes, you're right. It is a 10-1. That
Yeah,
is
it'd be a
very good.
64. And then
Yeah, it's actually
separating.
10-1. Yeah.
Right,
Yeah.
right. It'd
So
be
that is that's a
10.
very, very good name.
Yeah,
Yes.
together in the dot com and then apart also. So, you know, as the two different words. So that's Groovy Tunes, right?
Yeah, 64 would be the dot com if you did phoenixguidance.com, which is fantastic. Yes. Yeah, I would absolutely use that. That's a beautiful name. So yeah, that's great. And again, it's very interesting what's happening with you here. You've got this 5-1 pattern going on in your life.
I do.
You really do, and it's cropping up in your phone numbers and in your names, and it's
Yes.
really interesting.
All over the place. My address is a 4, though, so I don't know if I should, you know, my the I'm at
Well,
one.
you know, your destiny is a 4, so
No.
that is interesting. I usually don't recommend 4 addresses. I certainly would consider changing that. Again, you may want to put a 1 inside your door and make it a 5,
You know, I'm thinking that.
or if you want to, the other thing you could do, since you have a 4 in your 3 important numbers, is put a 4 inside the door and make it an 8 house, which is an abundance number. So I would put either a 1 or a 4 inside the door for that, because I don't know, 4 homes, I certainly wouldn't live in one. So yeah,
Okay. All right.
just
That's
because it's
good.
not it, yeah,
I
I
think
just wouldn't
with
recommend it. Yeah,
no.
yeah.
Which one do you think? 5 to go with my other numbers or the 8?
I would go with the 8. I would
Eight.
do the 4 inside the door.
Okay, groovy. I'll
Yeah.
just go one of those and put it inside then.
Yeah. Because you have
Okay.
so many ones and fives already going on, it's like there's a lot of that energy around you. So the 8 will bring stability, and you have stability in your destiny number, which is great. That's your career. So this will stabilize that as well. So I think that's a good match for you.
Alrighty,
Yeah.
thank you. And with all of the planets going direct, is it, you know, this up until yesterday, right?
Yeah, today they're not anymore.
Right.
So,
Is there a
yeah.
reason why someone would be so freaking tired?
Yeah,
Just
you know what? I have
tired
found this
and
with so
exhausted.
many people. Yeah, it's really weird. There's been this lethargy. It's been very interesting to watch. I mean, I certainly felt that way because I did a colon cleanse, so I was naturally tired, but I know that it's been going around. People are just, instead of feeling like they're moving forward, they felt like they were put on hold, which is really interesting. I'm not sure exactly how to explain that, to tell you the truth, because we're in 17-8 months, which is so empowering, and a 6 year, and the planet's all moving forward. So I can't, you know, I'd have to look at the astrology a little bit more closely, which I haven't done. There may be some kind of aspect going on that I didn't see, but with the meteor thing and the Pope, and it was like a really weird period this last period. I mean, like people are just, you know, it's almost like what is happening, you know?
Yeah.
What's
And
going
then
on?
when I was looking at the personal months and I see February being a 9 for me, I was like, okay, is this supposed to be, you know, I kind of
Yeah. Let's see what you are. What is your birthday?
10/10/1965.
Yeah, so okay.
So, like, am I supposed to just kind of kick off and get into the everything in March?
Well, 9 months very often can be winding down, right? Because you're releasing.
Okay.
So if you have been feeling tired, it's because when you release, just like with toxin release, it takes energy to do that, right? So any kind of release work, and for you it would be emotional, you know, you would have to sleep more. I tell all my clients who are in 18 cycles, whether it's 18 months or 18 years, you got to sleep a lot more during those cycles. So 9 is similar. It's not quite as apparent to some, but for you, it would be, because the 9 for you is not part of your blueprint. You don't have 3, 6, or 5s.
Right.
3, 6, or 9s. So mm-hmm. this is a number that isn't as easy for you in a way. You know, it's not as familiar. Let's put it that way. So
mm-hmm.
yes, it is a release time for you, and that would be one reason you would feel more tired. And maybe that's why you are feeling that. I was feeling it because I'm in one of those, you know, lay low cycles too. So, you know, I can explain why I was feeling the way I was, but why so many other people were, I don't know. You know, so, but people have been getting sick as well a lot. In a way, you can attribute it to the 13, the life, death, rebirth, because when you do the life, life, death, rebirth, you really are going through going under into the darkness and coming out, and that usually means, you know, resting as well,
right.
or at least moving away from the norm to find yourself somehow, and that can often mean hustle and bustle, be gone while I figure out what's going on in my life, you know, and that can take a lot of energy. So most of us live on adrenaline these days.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even realize it, you know, so when we pull away that work ethic and we just, you know, lay back and look at our life, it can lead to, okay, well, you need rest, you need to really regroup, you need to rethink, your subconscious mind needs to be paid attention to, and that takes a lot more letting go and resting, you know, so it could be that, but my sense is that what you're sensing and what I've been seeing as well is that it's related to the 13 in some way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange, like I said, a very strange energy and requiring a lot of inner work. So, yeah.
Oh, I have definitely been doing that. And then with the 9, and then you mentioned it being emotional, which is actually very true. I don't, you know, I'm sure you know how you know that, but I'm not sure how you knew that.
Oh, because it's a 9. A 3-6 is easy. Being in numerology academy, you should know 3, 6, 9 are the emotional numbers.
Well,
so if
yes.
You're in a,
okay.
Yeah, so that usually means, and you're in, what is your personal year? It's 7, right?
7. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so that explains it too. Because 7 is the sabbatical number. So you're supposed to literally take a time out right now. Okay, you're supposed to, so having the 9 and 7 activated at once is absolutely sleep more, take a time out, don't go right now. So that really shows what this was all about for you.
Right.
You know? So, and again, the 7 is going to be active for you until October.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. If you need a break, if you need to get away, if you need to get out into nature, if you need to go to the beach or wherever, you know, mountains, forest, lake, do it, because it's really important in a 7 cycle. Pay attention to that.
Okay.
Yeah. It was during my 7 cycle that I moved to be on the ocean. I just knew I couldn't be away from nature. And I go, you know, now almost every day, I just take a walk there. But that's sort of what you need in a 7 cycle, is that being in touch with nature part. So.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. So you got me for longer today because there are fewer callers because of the holiday, but I hope I answered your question. So.
Yes, you did. You did. And
okay,
and I'm going to ask you more tomorrow. I get to talk to you again tomorrow, so I'm
yes,
not going to take.
Yes, that's right.
But what is the 0 degrees? I just can't.
You know what?
Seem
Let's
to
get into that tomorrow. Let's get
oh,
into that
okay.
tomorrow because that is something that I have to look at more closely in your chart and see what it all relates to. Because there are seconds that follow the 0 degree, right?
Yeah, we're about
so,
to start that lesson.
So, you know what? I have your chart out now. I'm going to have a look at it.
Okay.
And we'll really get into a lot of depth on that tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, all my
well,
best
thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, then we have 208 area code.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello?
It's Riora.
Hi, Riora. How are
I
things?
I don't have a lot today, but I have a few simple questions for you.
Okay.
In Plans of Expression, you said in the webinar to give a free 2 to women without a 2 or with only 1.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it stops? You don't give a free 2 to somebody that's already got 2 or more, right?
Yeah, it's exactly. The 2 is the compassion that women naturally are the nurturers, you know, in general. So, yeah, it stops there. It stops there. If you don't have a 2, women naturally would have one by virtue of being female. So,
uh-huh.
So it's just if they're missing one. If you have one, it already shows that you gravitate that way, right?
So if they have one, you don't give them a free one either?
No, not necessarily,
okay.
Because you're already saying that, yeah, you don't need to do that. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's just in general. You don't literally add the 2 to their Planes of Expression chart. You don't do that. You don't give it to them, meaning you don't write it in. Like, you wouldn't add it and then create, an indicator that wouldn't otherwise be there, you know? You don't do that. You just give it to them, like, as a part of who they are, right?
So
don't put it in the chart.
Oh, okay.
Don't, like, put it in, yeah, because you could actually create indicators of expression that way, right? So,
that's what I wondered about.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anything else today?
Yeah. Just a quick review. We got into quite a discussion on the Facebook page several weeks ago regarding the use of master numbers or how to use the master number when it's a day of birth and you're figuring the cycles. Now, on the lesson 6, I believe it was, of level 1, you
mm-hmm.
showed a place where for the month, with the November month, you divide it into 1 plus 1. Now, if it's day of birth and we're dealing with a 22 day of birth or an 11
mm-hmm.
day of birth,
mm-hmm.
do we do 1 plus 1 on those two or 2 plus 2?
Yes.
Or do we hold them as master numbers?
Well, I see what you mean. When you're just looking at the day that somebody was born, no, you look at the 22 and the 11 as well as the single digit. You look at the 11 and the 2 and the 22 and the 4.
Okay, but when you're actually, you have your process for figuring the year and then the
mm-hmm.
month. And
then you add single digits. Yeah.
So
then you add
single
digits.
So if I am adding the, if I'm adding the, all of a sudden I blanked on it. For the personal day, you add the month and the day of birth, the personal month and the day of birth. So do you break the 22 into 2 plus 2 for that?
Mm-hmm, you always do. Yeah, when
okay.
you're adding personal year, personal month, personal day, it's all about the single digits.
Okay,
yeah.
That was
mm-hmm.
what we were discussing back and forth, yes or no on.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I must have missed that. I didn't see that exchange. But, yeah, that's the answer to that. So you can go back
okay.
to the Facebook page and tell them. Oh, that's funny.
Clear that one up.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm playing around with domain names, and I have been using Numbers at Play for my blog
mm-hmm.
title page, and I'm thinking about making that a domain name that works out as a fortunate name as
mm-hmm.
far as I can tell. Can you catch anything on that that might not be?
What is the name?
Numbers at Play.
Okay. numbersatplay.com. Okay.
It would be, yes.
No,
uh-huh.
that's beautiful. It's a 45, so that's, yeah, I would definitely go with that.
Okay. That's
yeah,
what
it's
I
a great name.
Thinking.
I like it. It's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
It's good.
Kind of light and fun and
yeah,
and,
very nice.
Part of what I do is take deep subjects and lighten them up. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I love it. Go with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that does it for me then, Tanya.
Good. Well, I love your questions, and we'll see you next month then.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, Rara. And then we have error code 404. Hello?
Hey, Tanya. It's Ava.
Hi, Ava. How are you?
Great. I was working with a client yesterday and have a handful of smaller questions that came up. So we were working with her current name, and at the time, or, you know, it resonated to a 12-3, so obviously that's not recommended. And then we were deciding between two. One was a 20 and the other was a 14, and it turns out that her destiny number was a 14. So if someone has a potential current name and it resonates with one of their 4-3 numbers, is it like a sign that that would be a really good one for them? Or do you want
sometimes,
like, diversity?
Yeah, you know, that's a really interesting question, Ava, because sometimes I see it as a sign, and that's where your intuitive part comes in, right? The intuitive part of the equation. So it does. It's not necessary, though, just so you know. I mean, you don't have to – I mean, let's say you have two choices and they're both fantastic, then you don't always take the one that resonates to one of your birth numbers. That you don't need to, because it's just – the whole point of the current name is to make it fortunate, not to line it up with any numbers. But in this case, if you felt like that 14 name was, you know, intuitively a good choice for this person, then you can let them know that, you know. Now, a 20 name is more neutral. It's not what I would call fortunate. So if it was me, I would say, look, I would go with a 14 name, whether this person had the number 14 in their blueprint or not. I would have chosen that.
Yeah, I did make sure I made that distinction for him. She also had Neptune at 14 degrees very near her midheaven.
Oh, okay. So that's an important number for her. So there you picked up on something intuitively, just by virtue of being an astronumerologist, that may really enhance her life, you know? And I love that. That's great. So go with your intuition on this one. I think it's right. It's good. Always trust that, you know?
Cool. And so then her boyfriend, one of his 4-3 numbers is a 12. So I was wondering, like, you know, she is going to go by the new name, but I was wondering if, like, you know, being in partnership with him was activating the 12 even more in her current name.
Yes, she attracted him because of that. Absolutely, because numbers talk to each other. They communicate. So her 12 name would have attracted him. Now, that doesn't mean he's not right for her or anything, because you can always work through stuff. If you're doing your inner work, you know, you can work through things. But absolutely, that was part of what was going on for her. Yeah, it was very good you caught that correlation.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, you can finish.
Okay, so because the 12 name isn't a positive name, so then, but you know, one of his 4-3 numbers is 12, so is it like, was it worsening the unfortunate number?
No. If you have a 12 as one of your three important numbers, it doesn't mean that you're going to be a victim. And it doesn't mean you have an unfortunate life at all. What it means is you have to know about that shadow side of the number, right? I mean, there's a lot of positive. See, with current names, 12 is just not positive. There's nothing positive about a 12 current name. With a birth number, there are a lot of positives to a 12-3. But there's also the flip side, and that would be victim or victimization. So he has to watch that. It's just as part of his shadow side, right? But your client, just by having a 12 name, would have attracted that kind of number in her life, and which is interesting that it literally happened with her boyfriend. Now, it doesn't mean he's a victimizer or victim or anything. It just means she has to deal with this number because she was carrying it. It was her frequency, you know, or still is. I don't know if she's going to change it or not, but, you know, that frequency is one that she's emitting to the world. And so it will, you know, let out a beam of 12, you know, to the world, you know. So it's something that she just needs to know about what her life is about. And I don't know if you could question her about that side of things, whether she felt that, yes, she was attracting experiences on that level. But that would be something that you would want to look into, you know, asking her as well.
Okay, yeah. I mean, she definitely felt that from what I could tell. I guess I should rephrase my question. I was curious if her attracting the boyfriend with the 12 was antagonizing her current name as a 12 even more.
Yes, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then she wanted to ask about her mom because part of the victimization keyword brought up her mom. So then we looked at, she was curious if her mom had that. And her mom's current name was a 35-8, and
mm-hmm.
her mom's destiny number was a 51. So I was curious, because 51 is a near reversal of 15, if maybe that 8 and 51 were negatively playing off each other like 15 and 8 do.
Well, that 35 name is not recommended, right? I mean,
right,
the
yeah.
only yeah, so that's already a problem. The 51, you're saying that's her destiny number?
Yeah.
The shadow side of the 51 is attracting, you know, powerful enemies because it's a warrior number. So it's a very powerful number, so she would carry a lot of power. You know, she would have emitted power and been a strong force. So, but in terms of mixing the 51 with the 8, no, it's just the number 15. It's not the number 51. So it's the 15 that has that negative issue with mixing
okay,
it
gotcha.
With the numbers 4 and 8. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then she also asked about her pet. And I was wondering if I should look up, the pet's name is Beans, but then sometimes, like, I guess her pet has a Facebook page, so on her Facebook page the pet says Beans Catherine.
Oh my God.
So what do I look up
well,
for the pet?
You're asking pet names? Yeah, pet names absolutely make a difference. They do. So I mean, if she wanted you to look at her pet name, that means it's a concern for her, and I would look at it and let her know if it's fortunate or not. So.
Well, so do I look up just, most of the time people just call the pet Beans, but do I look up, you know, sometimes, I guess you would say her full name for a pet is Beans Ketterman with her last name, which is on her Facebook
page.
No, saying.
Just the pet name, not with the last name, because it's not like the
okay.
pet's running around with a first and last name, you know.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a good question,
okay,
though.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then for email addresses, how do we look at those?
I look at what comes before the at, so not what comes after the at, but what comes before.
And you look at that with the Chaldean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so just any of the
yeah.
fortune numbers. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is a question relating to me personally. Last call we talked about, or on the call, addresses and how you have to look at both the street number and the apartment number. And so my street number is 701, which reduces to an 8, and then my apartment number is 636, which reduces to a 15. And I was wondering, because you said you have to look at the relationship between the two, if that was not recommended because of the special relationship that the 8 and the 15 have.
So you said your address adds up to 15?
The apartment number is 636, which is 15, mm-hmm. and then the street number is 701.
Oh, I see. The combination of the two? No, 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 no. Don't worry about that. No, no, no. It's just if you have one of those numbers in combination with something else, not if those numbers are in the combination you're giving me, you know, street address and condo. No, don't worry about that. No.
Gotcha. One of my destiny number is 15. So then does that resonate with the 8?
Yeah.
Number?
Oh, yeah. You would attract that number into your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 8
so
or
that's
the
good.
15?
I wouldn't know. The destiny number doesn't have that challenge that exists with current names and birthdays. So destiny number is a whole different part of your blueprint. It's your birth name, and it's not part of that challenging equation, right? So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
That's what you're
asking. I have kind of noticed since I've moved here, sort of like unexpected and not so great things happening, and I'm just am so curious if it's even possible if the, you know, 701 from the street and then the 15 from the apartment could all be interacting or if it's, you know, something totally different.
I'd have to look at your whole chart, you know, your blueprint to see what's going on there.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, you know, there could be something to it, but I haven't found that those numbers, when their destiny number and address interact. Now, you do have a situation where your destiny is 15 and you have the 8 and 15 in your address. So it may be it may be because of the double 15. Yeah, it may be that there's a, because of the double 15 influence, that the 8 is having a residual effect somehow on you. But in that case, you know, all you need to do is, you know, I have to look at your numbers. You can add a number inside the door, but it has to work with your whole blueprint. So I'd have to look at that another time.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, you know, next time if you want me to look at that, why don't you send me an email explaining the situation? Because that way I can look at it beforehand.
Okay, I will.
And look at your chart, yeah. Okay?
All right. Perfect. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so let's go to area code 213. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's Nancy.
Is it? Hi, Nancy.
Nancy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I have a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still very much on, I should be around lesson 6 more or less, but I've had, let's say I'm really more at the beginning of 3, really reading charts, whatever.
Well, there's no should or shouldn't, by the way. You don't have to feel like you should be somewhere, so.
Right.
You know,
I would have liked to have been at least even just listening to more of the information, because I know I might be asking things that are just very obvious, but my first question is kind of about, like, the things that we've talked about, is that how much of, obviously you can look into numbers, like every time you look at a number, you could see something else, and how much, I know based on the lessons, I will be doing what you have laid out, but I mean, how much into the rabbit hole do you really get? You know, when you feel like, is that based on intuition that you say, okay, enough? Like right now, like the example that we were just talking about is looking into every time you break down a number, there's another number that you could look at, and another one, another one. And I feel like, how much do you, where do you stop?
Yeah, well, that's a very, very good question, Nancy. In a consultation, depending on what it is you're consulting for, if it's just numerology or if it's numerology plus the astrology, you know, the astronumerology, you can go as far as you want to go. In the case before, we had, you know, that address situation, and what I, you know, would do on a consultation is I would literally go into the astronumerology, I'd look at her cycles, I'd look at what else is going on that may be contributing to her feeling the way she does, that it may not necessarily be the address. It may be a transit or progression that's really hitting her hard right now, right? And then I would explain that to her. So when you have, it really depends on your client and the question and, you know, how far intuitively you want to go with it. I just, you know, it's called spiraling. I just spiral with whatever needs to be done to get the question not, you know, either answered or brought to a level of understanding so that the client can move on and figure out what to do next, right? And feel secure about their actions. So again, that's where the intuitive side comes in. And the more you know, the more you study what you're learning in Numerology Academy. And by the way, taking your time is not necessarily a bad thing at all, just so you know, because it sinks in more.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you have the tool of the numbers, the easier it is for you to refer to them when you need to and refer to the part of that client's blueprint that you need to in relation to the question that he or she is asking, if that makes sense.
Yes, that definitely makes sense. And then the things that you give us in the lesson, is this the only, are you using the way that you're teaching us, is this, I know it's your method, but do you also go outside of your method to answer some of these things that come up? Like intuitively, if you feel you need to answer something else, do you also go outside of your particular method?
It's not going outside of it. It's actually the astronumerology is a way in. So I don't feel like I leave it. I just allow it to point me in a certain direction, and then I can fly with it, and that's where the intuition really takes off. Because you've been pointed in a direction, and that direction points out more things underneath. So there's always more and more layers, which Numerology Academy level 2, and then soon, you know, I'll be working on level 3 in about 6 months. There's really, really always another layer that you can go to. It's called spiraling. So it's not moving outside of the astronumerology. It's actually allowing it to guide you on your journey, you know. So it's like a guidance system, really. And you occasionally need to refer to it in order to point you where you need to go. And so that's done intuitively as well, right? Because you need to figure out, well, what part of the blueprint do I need to focus on here, right?
No, I definitely understand. So really everything, because I'm definitely learning so much, and I really appreciate it. I mean, the lessons are so fantastic and so full of really fantastic content that, but I'm starting to get into that realm, I guess, of like, okay, how much is intuition and how much do I really need to study, you know? So I see that I'm at a level that I'm starting to see where people are using their intuition. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to use your intuition. I mean, always.
Yeah.
I mean, for everything you do. Right? So,
yes.
I mean,
now it's starting to make sense to me, I think, and so I'm starting to see some intuition when before I only saw the lessons and the numbers.
Oh, yeah, because your mind
was
digesting. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. That's just the learning process right there. But, you know, it's like I always compare it to music because I'm a musician. My daughter's a pianist. And, you know, the more she practices a piece, the more she can let go and make music, you know. So it's just practice, you know.
Right.
So,
Great. My other question is more on a personal level. I've been looking at my I've been looking at just getting some information for myself because I am at the same, when I'm doing all of this, I'm trying to also make some decisions business-wise as far as names and fortunate names and getting websites and things like that. And so I figured out my current name. And my question is this, is that my current name comes out to a 45. And that is a fortunate name, but my first, and this is, I guess my question is, breaking it down to the life purpose and my day of birth, they're both an 8.
Yeah,
26,
right.
8, both of them are the same. And so my name actually, the first name is also an 8. My first name is a 15, and my last name is neutral.
It's okay. Don't worry about first and last name. I get this question a lot. People ask me, "Oh, I have a 12 name or I have a 16 name, you know, first or last is 12 or 6 or whatever." And I keep saying, "Do not worry about that. It's your full name." You know, unless you're Madonna or Cher or, you know, whatever. I mean, then obviously it's just one name, but you're not. You're Nancy Mendez. You're not just Nancy or Mendez, right? So don't worry about that at all.
So that
really
would not work with any of the 8s, especially because my last name is neutral.
No. Just, you mean in terms of having a 15 name with the 8? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Stuff that I'm looking at is media related. You know, it's like YouTube channels and, you know, and acting related. And it's like a lot of this stuff is sort of like personality related. And so I just kind of feel like, you know, and also right now in my life, I have so many, like, almost like the challenges are just overwhelming at this point that I feel like if I could look at my current name and life purpose and day of birth, you know, if I could just get a little handle on things, because it seems like my name should be at least going in a better direction. I don't know how to explain it. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
like, I feel like I should be on a different, not should, but, you know, they show me something that I feel like maybe I'm missing something.
Well, look, I mean, if you want to change your name, you're welcome to do it. In your case, because you're a double 26 in your birthdays, you know, day of birth and life purpose, then I would look into a sixth name, a name that resonates to not 15, but 24 or 33 or 42, you know. But you don't need to do that. 45-9 is perfectly fine for you. So there may be other things going on in your life as well, astrologically, numerologically, that are, you know, bringing to fore some of these issues that you need to look at. So,
right.
I mean, having a double 26 in itself means that your life is about the number 8. And the number 8 is about obstacles that you overcome to gain strength. That's really what that number means. That's why 8 is one of the leadership numbers, because people who have it have this knack for not only attracting challenges, but being able to overcome them and
mm-hmm.
gain strength as a result and power as a result, right? I mean, every leader out there has had many, many issues to overcome to get to where they are. And instead of succumbing to the challenges, they became stronger. And that's what 8 means. So for you in general, you will have more to deal with than most people by virtue of having attracted this as your birthday, you know?
Right.
So it's a matter of knowing when to pull back and rest and when to say, okay, you know, we need to rise to the challenge, because you need to take care of yourself. You're in a 6th year now. You need to take care of yourself. Being in a 6th cycle means take responsibility, but also don't take on, you know, a lot of people will need you right now, and you'll have to nurture more than before. But at the same time, if you don't take care of yourself, you'll get totally drained and frustrated.
Because that's like the second, like the B part of this question is that we touched on it a little bit, but part of, without going into it, part of my current situation is that I now am taking care of my parents. And so how much do I need to look at what's, and, you know, like you said, to take care of myself, but I actually took on taking care of 2 people, and I am alone. And so how much do I need to also refer to maybe taking a look at their numbers or things?
Exactly.
You know, because I believe that I am responsible for myself. You know what I mean? Like, I also created these circumstances. So do I really need to look at what's going on with them? Or is this something?
Not necessarily. No. You look at yourself to figure out your own issues. You don't really have to look at the other person. I mean, the other person may shed light on how they are towards you. But in order to look at what your issues are, you need to look at your own numbers. And for you, you're in a 6th year. Like I said, that is about home and family and added responsibility. So those are the issues you're going to look at this year for yourself. And you may have to make some decisions about that, you know, because if it's draining the life and the joy out of you, then you have to come to a decision about it. And, you know, we're in 2013, where some of these decisions will be out of the box. They'll be different. They won't be politically correct, right? So it's all about that energy for all of us right now, is to get outside the box and look at life from a new perspective. So that's an added dynamic for all of us. And in your case, it's the added dynamic to any family situation you find yourself in. In this case, taking care of both parents, being alone, that's a whole lot to carry around. So, you know, if you feel like it's dragging you down and you can't live your life, then you must look at that, right? So, again, you know, it's just being completely honest about what's going on and not just mentally dissect it, but literally emotionally embrace it and see, okay, well, what can I do about this? You know?
Right.
So.
Okay, that makes sense. And I have one more quick question that someone asked.
Okay, real quick, because we have...
Okay, if children have unfortunate names,
mm-hmm.
do you change their name? Like little children that don't even really, they're not even signing their names. They're not really even, but that's
no,
the name
I
that
do,
everybody
I do.
Calls them.
No, really, it's their name. So they're going to use it, right? Might as well get it fortunate now than wait.
Oh, okay.
You never know, right? The name is affecting them. Even though they might be 2 years old, it's affecting them. So,
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to another anonymous. So I don't know who you are, but there you are. Hello.
Hi, Tanya. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, I just have one question. I'm working with a client who is in the military, so they require you to go by your full name, which actually happens to be Fortunate, but the name she was going by is not. But
Okay, so her name is Fortunate, but without the sergeant or whatever it is that's in front of it. Is that what you're saying?
No, her name is Cassandra Lee Collette, which is Fortunate, but she was just using Cassie Collette, which is not Fortunate.
I see, okay.
And actually, she has several current names. Like, some people call her Petty Officer Collette and ITG Collette, and she doesn't have any control over that, but they do make them sign everything their full name. Like, they have to sign Cassandra Lee Collette when they're signing official documents. So is there a way to handle that with the, because she would have two, unless she wants to introduce herself as Cassandra Lee Collette everywhere.
Well, okay, here's the deal. When you're a doctor or in, you know, the military, obviously you carry more than one name. It's just how it is. So you have to figure out with the prefix, which I don't know what her prefix is. Sergeant is SGT, so what is she? Do you know what her prefix is?
It would be Petty Officer.
Actually,
I don't know.
They actually write out?
That's what she told me. She wrote it out when she was giving me all of her current names.
Oh, okay.
But then the other one was, it was just initials. I can't remember what it is off the top of, but she doesn't sign that one. And they only refer to it. She doesn't sign it that way. It's, you know, that's her rank. So they would say Petty Officer Collette or.
Oh, I see. Okay, so how does she sign things?
Cassandra Lee Collette.
Yeah, so that's the name you want to look at then.
Okay.
If that's how she signs. And also then, if she doesn't want to use that as her current name outside of the, you know, military, then you have to figure out which name works for her. She's calling herself Cassie. You're going to have to look at the spelling of that name in conjunction with her last name that works. That way she has both of those covered, which she needs being in that situation, right? So you'll need to look at two names for her. And that way also when she gets out of the military, she'll have that current name that is not related to her work in the military, right? So, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not ideal in this situation, but when she eventually gets out of it, it's like what was the General Petraeus? You know, he had General Petraeus, and then he didn't go by that in his personal life, right? So
exactly. That's what I mean with doctors and often these military who have prefixes. You know, a doctor has DR. So, and then sometimes you have other prefixes as well. Then you have to look at two versions of their name because you know that in their work, they are literally their name changes when they go to work. And when they're at, for example, let me give you an example of something that's in the news right now. And I just saw it on CNN.com this morning, this person who, this country star who passed away, I don't remember her name. She was 37. And she was on this TV show, which I've never watched, so I don't know anything about it, but it's called Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. So Dr. Drew has Dr. Drew. Right? That's one of his names, Dr. Drew, which is highly fortunate. It's 14-5, it's media, he's got a lot going in the media, he's very successful, he has his own show on Headline News and got this show. Well, Dr. Drew Pinsky, which is his name at work, is a 16-7 name. And supposedly she's the fifth contestant who has died since the show started. It's not related to the show at all, but the show supposedly is about addiction. So, you know, could be mental, whatever it is. So he's now in the news because of this story, because five people now have died. And so I looked at his numbers. He's born on the 4th. He has a 35-8 show name. So you already have the karmic thing there. And so, again, you have to look at all the layers when it comes to some of these people who have, you know, their work name and their personal name. So it can get complicated, but it's really fascinating when you draw it all out, you know, and put the chart out. But that's an instant somebody who has the prefix DR, and it certainly plays an effect on him. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I have more information for her. Thank you.
You don't have to tell her that story,
though. No, I won't tell her that.
Yeah.
She's got... Well, I did suggest a current name that would be Fortunate. So.
Right. Right. Okay,
unless
good.
She wants to go by Cassandra Lee all the time. So, I mean,
well,
I told
would just
her
give
that
her... Yeah, just give her two options. Give her two options so that she feels comfortable not feeling like, oh, my God, how am I going to juggle this, you know. So that way she has. And this is just, it's a rare, you know, most clients won't have this problem. And it's not really a problem. It's just the nature of their work, really, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, it looks like that is it for questions today. It was a really good call. You know, I was sitting here going, oh, nobody's going to be on the call, but lots of you were, so I'm happy. I guess you stayed home and were able to get on the call. So we had a really good time. And, you know, it's funny, I had a VIP client here the other day who's also in Numerology Academy. She flew out from Australia, and she said, you know, Tanya, I transcribe all of your calls because there's so much more information in these calls. I said, wow, that's incredible. So I'm really glad we have these every month because your questions are fantastic. I think that all of you can benefit from each other's questions. And I love that also the Facebook page is active, you know, between calls so that more questions can be answered because really it's an endless investigation that we have here and fascinating and fun at the same time. So I really appreciate all of you know, participating in this way. It makes it all enjoyable and exciting and a huge learning experience as well for me. So I wish you a fabulous rest of February. And next month, our call is in 4 weeks. It's on the 18th of March. And, yeah, look forward to that. Meanwhile, gosh, it's going to be almost spring. That's amazing. So enjoy your time. And, you know, we are going to enter a 9 month. We spoke about the number 9 a lot today. So when we turn into that month, it's actually going to be an 18 9 months. If you feel a sense of release, if you feel, you know, that there is a process of letting go and that things are getting more emotional, just know that universally that's what's going on, okay? And then, of course, pay attention to your own numbers in the equation as well. So have a good 4 weeks, and I will speak to you in a month's time. Goodbye, everybody.